blessings of our Lord. They are bountiful and many. But as believers, how do we determine what the blessings are that the Lord has for each of us as His children? To answer this question and many others, join Pastor Paul and the Word Mission Church family on yet another insightful message.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see everyone. Hallelujah. I am excited, just glad to be in His presence. And I hope everyone had a blessed week. And I pray that this month, as we have entered the last month of the year, you will experience God's fullness and God's very best. If you believe that, say amen. May all that God has planned for your life this year, some which you haven't seen yet, may this be the month that you see it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And I, this week was interesting. I hope everyone had a blessed week. But one significant thing that happened was one day this week, the kids were going to school, and Joshua was looking for something. Our first son was looking for something in the morning, and he couldn't find it. And on their way to school, Joseph said, Joshua, don't blame other people when you can't find your stuff. And and that is called initiative. They are learning about initiative. So he was tying what he was learning in school to what was going on. He was misapplying the word. That is called initiative when you can't find your stuff and you blame someone. No, it's not initiative. I thought that was interesting. These kids are interesting. Anyway. All right. I'm glad. This is one of my favorite seasons. The resurrection season is one of my favorite. And then the coming of Jesus, as we go through this season, celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. That's one of my favorite as well. And so this morning, be expectant. God will minister to us in a unique way. All right, so you see, that the thing that people, everyone in the world asks, is a question that you find people asking. There are three common questions that people ask. They want to find out, where did I come from? I'm already down here in the earth. And what is my worth? What is my significance? And then number two, where am I going? So those are the three things. And the question becomes, why did Jesus Christ come? Why did he have to come? What did he come to provide? So we'll dig into that this morning in our lesson. All right, let's get into, I'm fired up this morning. My, I was ready to preach at 6 a.m. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Be very, very sensitive. This is very important for your Christian life. It says, Christ, let's start from verse 8. Read it in context, and then we'll see. He says, and the scripture foreseeing, that God will justify the Gentiles by faith. Notice the phrase, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Then he says, for as many as of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Good. My. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Then the question becomes, what's the curse of the law? You see, Jesus made a phrase in Matthew chapter 19, verse 8. He says, it's a phrase, but that from the beginning it was not so. But from the beginning, it was not so. You have to go back to God's original intent and God's original plan to see why Jesus Christ had to come. Now, so go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. Are you ready for this? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. Don't lose that phrase. And God said to them, so the words that he's speaking right now, he's going to say, these are the first words that man is going to hear. Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So everything when you read the Bible, it relates to these first words that man had in the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. The whole plan of God relates to this phrase, this scripture right here. That was God's original plan. That still is his plan. God never changes. He wants you to be fruitful. Then he blessed them. To bless means to say something good about. To empower someone to be successful in every area of their life. Be fruitful and multiply. Have dominion. Subdue the earth. Replenish it. Fill it. But we know what happened in Genesis chapter 3. The enemy came and deceived Adam and did eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God said they shouldn't eat. And now, instead of the blessing which God had blessed them with in the beginning, now the curse was introduced. Genesis chapter 3, let's see that here. Genesis chapter 3, and see what God said, verse 17. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Notice what God said to Adam now. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Then now the ground is cursed for your sake because of what you have done. And you are going to be taken all the days of your life. Instead of having the life of God, now death has been introduced. Instead of having the nature of God, now they have the nature of the enemy. And he's going to have to sweat for his food when he had everything in the garden. Now he's walking in the curse. But I like God. God doesn't give up. If you haven't found that out, you sooner or later you'll find out. He wiped the whole earth and then started again with Noah. Notice the same words that he said to Noah in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. I'll preach from Genesis to Revelation today by the grace of God. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. He says, so notice the same phrase here. So God blessed Noah. Where do you see that? Right there in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them the same words. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He's starting afresh. He's repeating the same thing. The blessing is God's empowerment to be fruitful in every area of our lives. Well, Noah stayed with it. And only one of his sons also stayed with it. The rest didn't. And then you have to trace it. And it went all the way. And then it got to the turn of Abraham. And notice again what God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. That is God's plan from the beginning. He's repeating it. He's found Abraham in his generation. The people in his day were moon worshippers. They were worshiping the moon. In every generation, God will look for somebody to extend the blessing through. For Noah, his generation was very wicked. He was the flood came. He was the only one in his family that made it. God said, I will bless you. I will make you fruitful. I will multiply you. He's saying the same thing to Abraham. And you see, because God created man and put him in the garden in the beginning, when the blessing of God comes to work, when the blessing of God goes to work, anything that wasn't part of the original package, that blessing goes to work to get it out. So notice what he said in Genesis, in Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning, it was not so. Isaiah 51, verse 1. He says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Verse 3. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make all her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Look to Abraham, your father. And to Sarah, who bore you, I called him alone, I blessed him and increased him. The blessing will always increase anyone, the life of anyone that he begins to work in. God's plan is not to diminish you. God's plan is to increase you and to make you fruitful. Then he says, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. Eden was God's perfect plan for man. And so when that blessing goes to work, anything that doesn't line up with God's original intent, it will go to work to remove it. So he's saying here, the wilderness will become, I will comfort her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any aspect of your life that looks dry, that does not look fruitful, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the blessing of God go to work in your life to turn it around. If you believe, God say amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am just getting started. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. But he says, look to him. Check up on his steps. What did he do to experience the blessing? When Abraham was confronted at some point with five kings, they're wearing those five kings had come against, had captured Lot. And he took 318 servants, trained in his own house, went to battle, and defeated five kings. The blessing went to work on his behalf. And then you can trace it down from a path from Abraham to Isaac. In Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 26. Isaac ran into a famine at some point. My. Genesis chapter 26 verse 1 says, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I tell you, dwell in this land, I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendant I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Verse 4. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these land, and in all your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. There was a famine in the land. And he was going to do the same thing that his father had done previously and go down to Egypt. God says, stay right here. Don't go anywhere. I will be with you and I will bless you. The blessing of the Lord doesn't care about the famine. You stay right there. I will turn that wilderness. I will turn around that waste place. And notice what happened in verse 12, in that same place where there was famine, where God told him to stay. The blessing worked in his life. Then he says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the Lord blessed him. There was no famine in the Garden of Eden. This famine is not supposed to overwhelm you. So I am going to take care of it. I am going to bless you. Verse 13 says, then the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. The blessing produced in his life in the same location where there was a famine. It turned the whole place around that same year. And Galatians chapter 4 verse 28 says that we brethren, like Isaac, are children of promise. And so this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my prayer is, oh, this year is not over yet. In this very same year, in this very same month, oh, the dry places of your life, that which seems like past, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that may God step in and turn it around. May you experience the blessing of the Lord in your life. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we see it also. These people, we see it also in the life of Jacob. It kept going down through the line. From Isaac, it went down to Jacob. And every time God spoke to these people, he spoke to them from that standpoint. That is my original plan. That is what I want you to see in your life. Notice Genesis chapter 28. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 28. We are tracing this all the way through, and then we'll see where we fit in. Genesis chapter 28, verse 14. God appeared to, Jacob, and this is what he told him. He says, also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Where do you see that? Right from the beginning. Where same thing that he said to Abraham, the same thing that he said to Noah, Abraham, the same thing that he said to Isaac, and then to Jacob. And at this time, Jacob had left his father's house, and he was on his way out to go and see Laban. All he had in his hand was just one staff, and here he didn't even have a place to sleep. He just put his head there, and then God opened up the heavens to him. And by the time that he was coming back, the blessing had worked so much in his life that he has so much caravan. The blessing of God will always increase anyone that it comes on and works through. And now we see it also in the life of Joseph. Joseph had a dream that his brothers were going to bow down to him at some point. His brother said, what we are going to bow down to you is not going to happen. We are going to do away with you, and then we'll see what will become of your dreams. And they got to a point where they had decided to just leave him in a pit, cover him up. And then all of a sudden, Reuben had an idea. Let's not leave him in there. Where is he getting that idea from? The blessing is working for Joseph. They took him out and sold him into the house of Potiphar. But the blessing of God at work in the life of a man cannot be stopped. In the house of Potiphar, he began to make a difference. You see, this answers the question, why am I here? Why am I doing this job? Some people say, I'm surrounded by people who are not Christians in my workplace. Notice in Genesis chapter 39, thank you, Lord, for in the life of Joseph. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him down from the Ishmaelite who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had that the Lord, notice, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Hallelujah. My. Oh, put him in the house of Potiphar. That blessing doesn't care. It doesn't care. It will turn that environment around and make it like the Garden of Eden. It will turn it around. The blessing of the Lord came on the house of Potiphar because of Joseph. And he blessed him so much that he didn't even know what he had except the food that he had to eat. In our day, it will be like someone that doesn't know what is in their bank account. The overflow has come into Potiphar's house. Because of Joseph. Because of Joseph, It's the same thing that Laban said to Jacob at some point. He said, I've learned by experience that God had blessed me because of you. It turned that whole household around. And the thing that you have to realize that, I mean, every time the blessing of God is at, it goes to work, the enemy's job is to stop that blessing from working. He did that in the beginning with Adam. For Joseph, the woman in the house wanted to stop that blessing from working. But Joseph said, no way. There's no way I'm going to stop this blessing from working. He was put in prison for something that he hadn't done, but even there, he couldn't be stopped. Notice what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 39, verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. He went into the prison, and that prison began to turn around. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh my Lord, that beginning from this morning, may the blessing of God come on your life, that where he has placed you, in the mighty name of Jesus, that place will begin to turn around. If you believe that, say amen. Anything in your life that doesn't line up with God's original purpose and intent, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the blessing of God go to work to turn it around. Thank you, Jesus. You see, by now, these people were realizing that wherever these people go, their environment changes. You see, he sent Joseph ahead, true enough, but when think about it, it was Joseph that still saved a whole nation from dying when the famine came around. For Isaac, the Philistines envied him to the extent that when they started blocking the wells which they had dug. And the historians tell us that as soon as Isaac left that place, the famine came right back up. You see, it's so important to realize that. You see that in the life of David. And all the way through, and then we come to the ministry of our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he comes ministering, he has the same thing on his mind. The Bible says that for this purpose, the Son of God was revealed, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. He might undo the works of the enemy. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So when he came, one of his first messages that he preached was Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and we call it the Sermon on the Mount, which is true. But he says, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, and seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed! 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 Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God of heaven. Blessed, blessed, blessed all throughout that message. That was the message that Jesus brought to the world. To restore back the blessing that was lost in the beginning. And you can sum it up in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, when he came from fasting and praying, the first message that he preached also, right there, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Let me ask you a question this morning. Was there any poverty in the garden? No, they had everything they needed. I am here to preach the gospel to the poor. Poor man, you don't have to be poor anymore. I am here. Was there anyone brokenhearted in the garden. No, blessed are you. I am here. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The anointing is on me to do exactly that. Was there any captivity in the garden? There was nothing like that there. He says, I have come to proclaim liberty to the captives. Was there any blindness in the garden? Absolutely not. To set to and recovery of sight to the blind. Was there any oppression in the garden? There was none there. Nobody was oppressed. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. So when Jesus was functioning in the earth, he was functioning under that blessing. He was showing us how man should have lived in the beginning. When he multiplied food, it was under that same function. And the thing is, before he left, in Luke chapter 24, verse 51, thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 24, verse 51, Luke chapter 24, verse 51. Before he left, thank you, Lord, he said, now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was departed from them and carried up into heaven. He came and restored man back to the original plan and to the original intent. Before he left, he blessed them. The blessing is back where it belongs. My. And oh, the baby, this is it's responding. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. And notice again, why did Jesus Christ come? Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Actually, start from 25 and put it in context. You are sons of the prophets. And the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, what did he do? Sent him to bless you. Sent him to bless you. Mark that in your Bible as one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came. He sent him to bless you in turning every one of you away, every one of you from your iniquities. In you, your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Having raised up Jesus, sent him to bless you. 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 Are you living less beneath your privileges? This morning you are discovering that you are supposed to be blessed and not supposed to be at the one under. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you go to Galatians, thank you, Lord. Go to Galatians. Thank you, Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Verse 8 says he preached the gospel. That is the gospel. It is not just only the new birth, but verse 8 says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. It encompasses the whole program of God. It includes the new birth, of course, but includes all the other things that Jesus Christ came to do. And then, When he gets to verse 16, he says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seed as of one, and to your, let me read this again. He says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he does not say, and to seed as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot disannul the covenant that was confirmed before God by in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It's saying that when he was talking to Abraham, he wasn't talking to seed. He was talking to one person. When that person is nobody than Christ. And then the clincher is, when you get to verse 29, he says, thank you, Lord. When you get to verse 29, he says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And the promise is just as much to you as if when he stood and was talking to Abraham and said, in you all nations shall be blessed. He's talking to you directly. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Thank God the blessing is back where it's supposed to be. If you are in Christ, then you are heirs. If you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. That promise is as valid to you as it was to Isaac, as it was to Jacob, as it was to Joseph, as it was operated in the life of Christ. And now that same blessing is on you. And as you work with God, it will begin to function and produce the same result. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. I said I was going to preach from Genesis to Revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They're saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And anyone in Christ is a joint heir with Christ. What he received, joint means I received, joint heir means I received the same thing that he received. Nothing less. To receive all these things, including the blessing. So then we come to a very important aspect of this. All these things, how do I experience it? How do I walk in the blessing that I've received on a day-to-day basis? In the everyday part of my life? How do I walk in it? Well, number one, you have to believe in it. Everything in the Bible to receive, you have to. He says, going back to Genesis, Galatians 3:14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's how you receive and walk in the blessing. Believe in what God has done. Believe in his promises. Believe what his word says. That somebody's going to get this morning. The day that my wife and I saw it, the whole night, we were just there. And said this, he preached the gospel to Abraham. And he said, in you, through you, all nations shall be blessed. And this blessing has now come on us. We started laughing, and right where we were, we started saying, I'm blessed. My Lord, I'm blessed. My Lord, I'm blessed. My Lord, I'm blessed. My Lord, I'm blessed. Oh, the same blessing that produced in the life of Abraham, it will produce in our lives. Ah, oh, my Lord, I'm blessed. It's just a matter of time when he will start showing up. Oh, but it got on our inside. That's what God is trying to tell us. Oh, my Lord, I am blessed. My Lord, we are blessed. My Lord, we are blessed. We will bless our generation. My Lord, we are blessed. this generation will be blessed through us. My Lord, we are blessed. Oh, the whole night we are awake. I see someone had discovered gold. Oh, we are blessed. Oh, we are blessed. Oh, we are, my Lord, the same blessing that operated in the life of Abraham and in the life of Jesus, now it's on us. We are blessed. We are no longer cursed anymore. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We are blessed. My Lord, we are blessed. My Lord, we are blessed. We made a little jiggle in the room. My Lord, we are blessed. My Lord, we are blessed. My Lord, I am blessed. My Lord, I am blessed. Oh, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. This morning, I can assure you, believe the word of God. You are blessed. Oh, and anything in your life that doesn't line up with God's plan, sooner or later, starting from this morning, God is saying to you, the blessing will flush it out. You are blessed. You are blessed. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. The curse will no longer function in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, believe the word of God. You are blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number one, you have to walk by through it. You have to believe in it. Through faith. Start talking it. When you don't look like blessed, there's nothing that smells blessing about you. Start talking it. Believe it and speak it out of your mouth. And then number two, you have to obey the word of God. You have to obey. You see, for Abraham, he had to obey. Your obedience is tied to walking in the blessing. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. Disobedience is what disconnected man from in the beginning. Our obedience is what connects us back. Notice he says in Genesis 22, 17, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendant as the stars of the heaven. And as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendant shall possess the gate of your enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. People who walk in the blessing are people who obey God's word. God told Abraham, now go and sacrifice your son. He said, yes, sir, in the morning, he's on his way. People who walk in the blessing are loyal people. They follow God wholeheartedly in their generation. And it starts with the little things. The light in God's word that has been revealed to you. Walk in obedience. To walk in the fullness of the blessing, you have to obey. Because you have obeyed my voice, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. For Isaac, when God told him, don't go down to Egypt. Stay here and I'll bless you. If he decides that Egypt is a better place than where he is and leaves his place and goes, he won't see nothing. He won't experience the blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then in speaking to them also, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, notice verse 1, our obedience, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. He says, now it came to pass, it shall come to pass, if you, put your name there, diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. For us to experience the fullness of the blessing of God in our lives, it is tied to obedience. And Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 14 expands on the blessing, what it is. Then he talks about the curse from verse 15 all the way down. That's a very long list. You don't want to be on that side. It's not even funny. You want to be on the side. He says these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you are diligent to obey. the voice of the Lord your God. Whatever God tells you to do in his word, that is what you are committed to doing. It is tied to our obedience. It is tied to our diligently following the Lord. Jesus Christ said, follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. I am committed to following the Lord. I am committed to obeying his word. In every area of my life, every light that he reveals to me, I want to walk in it. You can't walk in disobedience and expect to walk in the blessing of God. We must be committed to obeying. Like we saw in Genesis chapter 26, in speaking to Isaac, in verse 5, he already said, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statute, and my laws. Abraham walked in the blessing. The Bible says in Genesis 24, verse 1, that God had blessed Abraham in all things. But we also know that Abraham was one that obeyed the voice of the Lord. So important. Whatever God tells us to do, we are committed to doing it. Adam disobeyed God and disconnected. Disobedience is what got all of us in this mess. Obedience to God will help us walk in the blessing of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then we must also make a commitment to walk in the fear of the Lord, in the reverence of the Lord. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Psalm chapter 1. Verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, blessed is the man. Now, when you see this verse in the Bible, it will jump out at you. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Notice, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither. And whatever he does, he shall diminish. Is that what the Bible says? I was checking to see if you are following. Whatever he does, he shall prosper. But he says what? Blessed is the man or the person who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but the law of the Lord is his delight. He delights in the law of the Lord. He meditates in it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in this season, whose leaf also shall not wither. When the dry seasons come, because he's following God, reverencing God, walking in his precept, he won't even know that the dry season came. Planted by the rivers of living water, you will bear your fruit. You will be fruitful, like God said in the beginning. Your life will make a difference in your generation. Your life will make a difference. In the mighty name of Jesus, again, coming back to that same place, in any area of your life where it seems dry, I pray, may the rivers of God himself, the rivers of living water, replenish you and make you fruitful. Thank you, Lord, that you may be a blessing. Psalm 112, verse 1. Somebody is blessed already. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like that. It jolts you up. Blessed again is the man who fears the Lord. That word then is not just like a fear for a snake. Who reverences the Lord. Who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. He's so blessed. The man reverences the Lord. The man delights greatly in his commandments. Lord, what are you telling me to do today? What would you have me to do, like the Apostle Paul said? What are you speaking to me? What do you want me to do? His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and it won't affect his righteousness. His righteousness endures forever. Because his focus, he delights in the commandment of God. He delights in the word of God. He delights greatly in his commandment. He meditates in it day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Not leave the Bible after Sunday and then open it again the next Sunday. He delights in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then, to walk in the commandment for us in the New Testament, he summed it all for us and said for us, that commandment is the commandment of love. For those in number three, we must love God. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. 30 verse 15 says, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that what? You may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you don't hear and are drawn away and worship other gods, I announce to you today, you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over Jordan to go in and possess it. The curse is out there. You don't have to do a whole lot to walk in it. It's not difficult at all. Just don't do what God says. But he's saying that, love the Lord your God, and to keep his commandments. Is that my signal? I'm not done yet. I'm wrapping up, but I'm not done yet. That you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. The love question has to be settled always. Who do you love? Do you love God? Do you love God? Do you love God? Do you love God? It has to be settled. And for us, these people, they had so many laws, they couldn't keep them. For us, he summarizes it and says, the first commandment is to love the Lord your God, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. You do that. If you love your neighbor, you won't steal from him. You won't do all these other things that he was talking about. And when you do that, you will walk in the blessing of the Lord. And 1 John 5:3 says, his commandments are not grievous. The love question has to be settled. Lord, I love you. And when we love him, you want to obey what he tells you to do. You want to obey what he tells you to do. For Romans 13:10 talks about the fact that if there is any other commandment, it is all summed up in the same. You shall love. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. When you love God and you love other people, you have set yourself in position to experience and walk in the blessing of God, to walk in the fullness of the blessing. Lord, I love you. I want to obey your voice. I want to do what you are telling me to do. He leads you to minister to this person. Do it. He leads you to do whatever he tells you to do. Like Mary told the disciples of Jesus in John chapter 2, verse 5. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because the blessing is on that side. The blessing, that's where it is. And all these people that we talk about were very loyal. They followed God closely. And they lived long and fulfilled all that God had for them. Abraham, my servant. Job, my servant. See how God has blessed him. Even the devil testified about him in John chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. You've blessed him and prospered him and increased him. But God's testimony about Job was, he fears me, he's upright, and he walks according to my commandments. Somebody's life is being changed this morning. Somebody is entering into the fullness of the blessing of God for their life. And if this morning any area of your life, it may be your health, it may be your family, it may be any area of your life, set yourself that in my generation, I'm going to make a difference. In my family, I am going to walk in the blessing. And my life will impact others. And wherever he has placed me, I will turn that place around with the blessing of God at work in my life. People that don't know about this blessing, I'm going to be a light and share it with them so that they can come into the kingdom of God and experience God's very best. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you walk in the fullness of all that God has for your life. May you walk according to his plan for your life. Receive the grace this morning to love the Lord with your all. For all things work together for God, for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Receive the grace to obey the voice of God. Receive the grace to follow God wholeheartedly. Receive the grace to serve God with your everything. Receive the grace to obey him. And as you do that, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the curse not know your address. May the curse not be removed far away from your life. Oh, anything in your life that looks like the curse, sickness, disease, lack, whatever it is, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree this morning that let it go out of your life now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. Exodus 23, 25. He will bless your bread and your butter and remove sickness away from you. And no one shall miscarry in your land. In the mighty name of Jesus, my prayer is you will walk in the fullness of the blessing. Your life will make a difference. And you shall be a blessing. I see someone. Oh, from this morning and beginning right now, your life is a blessing. Hey, hitherto, it has seemed like famine upon famine upon famine. But in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, that dry place is being turned around in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't care. The blessing doesn't care. It doesn't matter. He says it will set you high above all nations. When Joseph was in that land, he overwhelmed the famine with the blessing. Wherever he has set you, that workplace, you're asking yourself, why am I here? You are there to turn that place around for the glory of God. In the mighty name, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. He has come to destroy the works of the enemy, to reverse and undo the works of the enemy. The way I'm looking at some of you, some are like, I'm determined to walk in this, whatever it takes. I like that attitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This morning, if you are watching us online or if you are here, let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Lord. And you are saying that this sounds good to me. I'm living on the other side, the curse. I'm not seeing, I don't see in my life, I don't have Jesus in my life. And I want to receive him this morning. I want my life to be turned around. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Word Mission Church International. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, we invite you to join us this morning at 10 a.m. Word Mission Church International is located off of Edison Avenue at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80915. For more messages like this, be sure to visit our website at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. If you are in need of a Bible, stop by our church at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, on Saturday at 6 p.m. or Sunday at 10 a.m., and we'll be glad to bless you with a new Bible. If this message was a blessing and the Lord leads you to partner with us in spreading God's Word, simply text the word GIVE to 719-215-8338. For a tax-deductible gift to the ministry, give to 719-215-8338. Remember to visit the website, www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. Also, let us know how this message was a blessing and how we can help further. Stay blessed. Word Mission Church International. Bible-rich sermons, authentic fellowship.